She's not here to judge. She's here to report the honest news on healthy living. She's Andrea Donsky, along with Lisa Davis. It's time for Naturally Savvy.
I'm Lisa Davis, along with Andrea Donsky. We are thrilled to have you listening. Well, you are now. See, that's the thing. She is naturally savvy. Another person who's naturally savvy joins us now, Isabella Stoloff. Hello, Isabella.
Hi, girls. How are you?
We're good. It's so good to have you on. Isabella joins us here once a month, and we always love talking to her. And today, we're going to be talking about something very interesting about how the cells in our body, that our thoughts can affect them. Jump right in. That's just fascinating.
Oh, let's go. But, you know, because we've just finished with the gentleman with the flu shot, which I don't agree on.
Sure.
I thought I'd just piggyback on that a bit. You asked for remedies that you could take to prevent, and he said there weren't really any. There are. Eat garlic every morning. Just chew on that piece of garlic. Will keep you well. When you're sick, hot chicken soup. If you don't eat chicken, it's just the onion and the garlic really that make that antioxidant for you, for your body to get well. There are so many other ways. I would never do the flu shot personally. That's just my personal opinion. For those people out there that don't want to take it, don't want to give it to their children, please go more natural, do more naturally savvy things for your body. So that's sort of a I just had to speak on that because every time you guys have somebody, I always have something to say. So consciousness in your cells. Yes, did you know that your cells are conscious, that your cells have consciousness, that you could actually go into the cell and visualize total health and wellness? I had a friend many, many years ago that had cancerous cells in her uterus. She imagined a Doberman pincher eating those cells and spitting them out and regrowing new ones. So I do believe, you guys know I always talk about your thoughts are things. You can find me tonight in Venice Beach at the Mystic Journey Bookstore. We'll be making a Peruvian prayer and guiding people to get their spirit animal. If you want to ask more questions about how to create total health and wellness within your system with your thoughts, please pull me aside after the ceremony tonight at Mystic Bookstore in Venice Beach. I really highly recommend everyone this holiday season to, yes, take your probiotics, yes, take your vitamins, but use natural, non-GMO, organic, if you can find it, foods to support your body. Your cells thrive just like a plant off being fed from things from the earth, from things from the ground. We are made up of the same things that are in the earth. So think about that. Think about how can I feed my body and feed my thoughts, positive thought. Because when you imagine the cell in total health, they told me I had 15 years to live. I should have been dead a long time ago. I really practice positive thought. I'm getting younger. So I don't have any medical proof other than my own body.
Isabella, no, for sure. I would definitely agree. You know, organic, non-GMO, chemical-free, non-toxic. I mean, those are all ways that we help to keep our body healthy. There's no question. Talk a little bit about, you know, keeping ourselves healthy. I like that I'm interested in what you're saying in terms of you were given 15 years to live. What's that? Tell us a little bit about your story. And then, you know, I mean, obviously positive thoughts are crucial and, you know, very important, but I'd like to hear a little bit about your story.
Sure. Well, I have a horrendous story. I mean, if people knew, you know, well, why is she Shaman Isabella now? What, you know, what made her a shaman? And I was writing in the book, I'm really working hard at creating my book the other day about how I didn't even know what a shaman was. I didn't even know what the word meant. And then once I found out it was a conduit between the physical world and spiritual world, I thought, yeah, I hold space for people's bodies to heal, for their minds to heal. I contracted hepatitis C. I was a drug user. I was in prison. I was a battered wife. I lost custody of my children. I mean, for 20 years, from 1974 to 1991, I was a mess. Gosh, that sounds like longer than 20 years, doesn't it? And in 1991, I got my life together. I had my youngest child, and I really raised myself with positive thoughts. And in 2006, my mom had dementia and was literally calling me etherically to get her off the planet. And I thought, well, how can I get you out of there? I can't get myself out of here. And because I was feeling very stuck, I was getting a master's degree in Idaho. And I had this over-the-phone healing with a shaman in Peru. Again, I say I didn't even know what that was. Within a month, my mom transitioned. Within 6 months, I had the liver biopsy, the knee surgeries, broke up with the boyfriend, moved my kid back to California, bam, and started studying shamanism. And during that liver biopsy, I almost died and had my dead husband extracted out of me. Now, I knew my husband died of cancer of the colon. I knew that he was with me. I felt him with me. So when people come to me with, well, that's baloney, that's airy-fairy, what you're talking about. No, actually, I've experienced myself. I've had my mom transition. I've had my dead husband extracted out of me. So what I do today to heal people is no mystery to me. It doesn't seem like it's weird or out there or different because I've lived it. So those doctors at that time, I almost died. They did a bad job. I bled through my liver. That's how my husband died. That's how I knew I needed the extraction of him. But anyway, I visualize every day a healthy liver. I visualize every day total health and wellness within my spirit. And I'm not perfect, you guys. We all have our ups and our downs, you know. But for the past 20, my daughter will be 24, the past 24 years, I haven't had to have the experiences I had in those days. I haven't been that down and depressed. But I do, you know, this last month has been pretty challenging since I've been back from leading that group to Peru. It has been a little challenging, and I just do what I know to do. I get my feet in the dirt, we've talked about before. I visualize my cells as consciousness and having total health and wellness in every single cell. I work with you guys once a month and speak to as many people as I can. I love you guys.
Isabella, you know, in terms of, you know, I do want to touch upon really quickly about negative thoughts, because you know, even myself, I find that I go through cycles where I have negative thoughts, or I'm angry about certain things or certain things that come up. And I like what you're saying in terms of, you know, visualizing positive things. So what would be, so let's say someone, let's put some, you know, put it into practice for a second, reality. Great. So someone wakes up, they have a bad day, they're angry, they're yelling at their kids, they're having just one of those days, they're thinking negative thoughts. Mm-hmm. How can they take themselves out of it and put them into a more positive place?
You have to stop. You have to just stop. When my youngest was 5 and I was screaming at her, I dropped to my knees and I touched her hands and I said, it is not okay for anybody to ever yell at you. I come from a long line of yellers, very, very passionate people, but it is not okay. And anytime mommy does that again, I'm going to ask you to stop me and say, mommy, why are you yelling? And I will do my best to calm myself down. You have to be conscious of yourself in every single moment. You have to be conscious of your thoughts and not let them go so far as to have that type of meltdown. And if you do, coming back to your partner and saying, you know what, I'm really sorry I lost my temper. I'm going to try to breathe through this moment. This, and this really upset me. It triggered something within me, because it's all about you. You spend the most time
triggers
in your head, right? You spend more time with yourself than you do anybody else. You are the most important person in the room, you. Mm-hmm. And that's not ego. That comes from the most humble place. But if you haven't got yourself together, nothing around you can be together. You have got to go inside your mind and listen to what you're saying to yourself. You have to listen to the words as they come out of your mouth and immediately go, you know what? That wasn't a very conscious way of speaking about myself. Or, you know what? I'm trying not to talk about people today. We've done a segment on gossiping. I'm sure you can find in the archives. You know, just catching yourself in the moment and not beating yourself up.
And I love that you say that. And by the way, this is the conversation that I love having. So we are going to have you back next time. Let's have this conversation, because I do agree with you. And I do love the strategies of pulling us out of that situation and stopping and being more mindful. So this is awesome. Isabella, you can learn more about Isabella if you go visit her website at OCHealingCenter.com. Follow her on Twitter at Isabella Stoloff. I'm Andrea Donsky along with Lisa Davis. Be conscious of what you say. Stay well.